Chapter 18. Sleepy Time.
Thud!
Thankfully, the soft red flowers provide a cushion, so the landing isn't that hard. We stand up in the hot air balloon, relieved to be okay. But wait. No! The red flowers are the poppies! The ones that made the others fall asleep last time. Are you kidding me?
Nobody breathe! I cry. Everyone, hold your noses!
It's too late, Frankie says, beginning to swoon.
I'm tired again.
She sits down, then lies down. In seconds, she's asleep.
Ah!
Robin, do not breathe in. Do you hear me? We need you. Do not breathe. But Robin's curled up on the floor of the basket, snoring too.
No,
I say. Prince is also curled up and snoring.
Why am I still awake? Penny asks.
She sneezes. I look at her. I half smile. You caught my cold? She laughs.
I did. I actually did. I never thought I'd be so happy to get a cold.
Seriously, I say, sneezing too. Now, how do we get out of here? She looks up at the tear in the balloon.
We need to plug the hole.
But with what? I ask.
Oh, Penny exclaims. Look what I have, my last piece. I saved it.
She takes the grape bubblegum out of her pocket and chews it for a few seconds.
The flavor is so good at the beginning, right?
Then she carefully climbs up the edge of the basket to find the hole. I think this works, she says, taking the gum out of her mouth and spreading it out to close up the hole. It's kind of gross, but who cares? Great, I say. Now we only have to figure out how to fly this thing. I saw Robin do this, Penny says, pressing a button. And I saw her do this, I say, pulling a lever. The basket starts to shake a bit and slowly rise back off the ground.
We did it, Penny says.
The hot air makes you go higher, I say, remembering, and cool air makes you go lower, right? I think that's what Robin said. Penny nods. Hot air higher, cool air lower. Got it. I think.
So we just have to make the heat hotter or cooler depending on how the breeze is carrying us, Penny says, rushing over to the knob controls. One says hot and one says cold.
It's working, I cry.
And now we just head west?
That's what he said.
Okay, then, I say. That's what we'll do.
Abby, Penny says.
Yeah? She smiles at me.
This was fun. I'm glad I got to come with you into a story again.
It was. And I'm glad you were here with me, I admit.
Whoa. What's that? Penny asks.
In front of us is a pale, swirling blue mist.
It's something magical, I say, thinking of the swirling purple portal that always takes me home from fairy tales. Go into it!
As soon as we float into the mist, the balloon starts spinning really fast, like a tilt-a-whirl.
I squeeze my eyes shut. I have no idea what's about to happen.
The balloon spins and twirls and goes sideways. I hold on to the still-sleeping Robin and Frankie and Prince so they don't fly out. We go sliding to the left, then to the right as the balloon straightens. Suddenly, we're just floating. I can't see a thing.
Clunk!
The next thing I know, the basket lands on something hard. I open my eyes. The pale blue mist disappears from outside the window. We're back in the treehouse. Robin, Frankie, and Prince are still asleep. What happened? How is the treehouse in one piece? Did Glinda do that? She must have.
Look!
Penny cries, her eyes wide, but in awe, not fear.
What?
I ask, turning to where she's pointing out the window. It's a rainbow. So many colors stretch from one side of the backyard to the other in a huge arc. Like the song, she says. Remember the song? Somewhere over the rainbow? I remember, I say, giggling. Frankie and Robin start to stir. Frankie sits up and adjusts her glasses. Wow, did I fall asleep? Yep, I say, because of the poppies. Abby gave me her cold, so I didn't, Penny says. You're welcome, I say with a laugh. Poppies? Frankie asks. What poppies? Did we pick a new topic for the project? Are we giving out flowers or something? Robin stretches her arms over her head in a yawn.
Why do I taste pizza in my mouth?
You don't remember? Penny asks, looking from Frankie to Robin. Remember what? Robin asks. Penny and I look at each other. The poppy sleep took away Frankie's and Robin's memories of the entire trip to Oz. They clearly don't remember anything. Again! I wonder why the poppies didn't erase their memories the first time they fell asleep. Penny leans closer to them.
The whisper.
You don't remember what I whispered? I interrupt. I give Penny a meaningful look. It's best if we continue to keep the secret between the two of us, for now. The whisper? Robin asks. Huh? Look at that amazing rainbow, I say, trying to distract them. So pretty, Frankie says. She and Robin go over to the window to look out. Prince rolls over and opens one eye. Good morning, I say to him, scratching behind his ear. I wonder if he remembers his new friend Toto or not. I hope he does. Hi, Prince, Penny says, kneeling down in front of him and petting his fur. What a sweetie. A sweetie? Robin asks, turning around. Since when? You hated dogs 10 minutes ago. What? Penny says, scrunching up her face, as if what Robin just said made no sense. I did not. You said dogs slobber and smell, Frankie reminds her. They do, Penny says. Sometimes. But Toto... Toto? Frankie asks, raising an eyebrow. Not all dogs are bad, she finishes. Long story. She smiles at me. I smile at her. Can we go outside and look at the rainbow? Robin asks. It's so pretty. We should finish up and choose our project idea first, Frankie says. I forget where we were. I think you each suggested something, Robin says, frowning. I didn't have any good ideas. And then you were arguing about it. Right, I say, wincing. Arguing wasn't getting us anywhere, that's for sure. Why don't we each say our idea again and then take a vote? That seems the fairest way. Penny nods. Mine was that we give style advice, but you guys thought that might be too mean. You are good with fashion, I say. I do really like the pattern on your shoes. She smiles. Thanks. Mine was that we offer a dog walking service, I say. But Penny pointed out that not everyone has a dog. That's true, Penny says, giving Prince another stroke. Although, walking dogs might be kind of fun. My idea was a tutoring service, Frankie says. Robin nodded. But I said that I can't teach anything. She sighs. I didn't have an idea either. Sorry, I'm so brainless at this stuff. You have an amazing brain, I tell her. Now let's vote. All in favor of the tutoring company? Penny and I both raise our hands. Frankie looks surprised. But your idea is my favorite, I tell her, and Penny agrees. A tutoring company is a great idea, Penny explains, and everyone is good at something. I can give art lessons, Abby can teach people about books, you, Frankie, can teach science and math, and Robin can teach hot air ballooning. Huh? Frankie asks. Robin looks at Penny quizzically. How did you know I can steer a hot air balloon? Penny's eyes widen. Isn't there a picture of you doing it in your house? Phew, good thinking, Penny. Robin considers this. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, but how many people need to learn hot air ballooning? You never know when it will come in handy, I say cheerfully. Plus, don't forget you're also a really good swimmer. Thanks, Robin says. I am also good at bike riding and spelling, actually. See, there's a lot you can teach people, I tell Robin. I bet you'll be a great teacher. Robin beams. So, we're choosing my idea? Frankie asks. Works for me, Robin says, and Penny and I nod. Frankie's shoulders melt. It means a lot to me. Her voice catches. I know I was being kind of cranky before, but it's because, well, my dad has to be away for 6 months for his job, and I've been really bummed. Oh, Frankie, I say, trying to sound surprised. I put my arm around her. We're here whenever you want to talk. Yes, Penny says. We love you. Frap forever. Frap forever, Robin echoes. Now let's go outside and look at that rainbow. Maybe we'll find a pot of gold. I smile. Or a yellow brick road.